Let's check Ag News on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Delos Yonke. From Chris Clayton and our partners at DTN, pressure on the fertilizer industry is mounting as ag groups seek relief, with at least one new federal lawsuit against the industry having now been filed and farm groups pressing policymakers for action. Among some of the actions, a federal class action lawsuit was filed against major fertilizer companies in the U.S. District Court of Colorado. More than 60 ag groups have sent a letter to the CEOs of Mosaic and Simplot, urging them to support removing duties against imported phosphate from Morocco. Ag retailers and state agribusiness groups wrote the president, outlining several possible actions to ensure the flow of fertilizer to producers. And the Treasury Department has waived sanctions on Venezuela to boost imports of fertilizer and petroleum products. Venezuela last year exported about 400,000 metric tons of nitrogen, mostly urea, which means Venezuela's total exports would supply about 5% of U.S. needs in a given year. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, speaking Friday at the White House, said the administration is looking at options to help farmers deal with fertilizer prices, which could include working with Congress on another aid package. You can read more details about this from the article online at farmweeknow.com. D.C., year-round E15 legislation is still in search of a vehicle to speed it to the legislative finish line. One ag senator has an idea if the farm bill doesn't work, as our Washington correspondent Matt Kay reports.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley says if it can't be the farm bill, where the House Ag Chair ruled it non-germane, then maybe the answer is a supplemental defense bill for the Iran war.
This war is shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, and that's really affecting oil supply. So if we're going to finance the war, and one of the results of the war is high gas prices, and E15 is going to bring down gas prices, it seems to me to be an appropriate mix.
Grassley, meantime, says Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman is working on a farm bill, but Grassley, intent on not signaling criticism, won't suggest that Bozeman speed the process by simply taking the House bill to the Senate floor. Separately, Grassley said he's encouraged by news reports President Trump has invited farmers and biofuel producers to a White House ag event next week as 26-27 RVO volumes are finalized.
It was sure good news to have the White House say that in a few days he's going to have a, I don't know whether you call it a rose garden, but outside ceremony honoring farmers and ranchers. And hopefully that's good news for biofuels.
The administration has proposed significant increases in the amount of biofuels that refiners must blend into the nation's fuel supply, though Reuters reports refiners are trying to temper those. Grassley was unsure if the president would announce anything on year-round E15. For the RFD Radio Network, Matt Kay on Capitol Hill.
Sunday, there was news that the president would not soon be meeting with Chinese leadership, which brought into question whether China would soon be buying more U.S. soybeans. It had May and July futures limit down in Monday's activity. Yesterday, from the White House, the president said, quote, "We're resetting the meeting," unquote. While not mentioning a specific date for a summit, he said it would take place in, quote, "about 5 or 6 weeks," unquote. Merit Auctions, your farmland and machinery auction company, looking to have a live or virtual auction or a timed online event, call 833-273-9300. This is the RFD Radio Network.